Jack Antonoff is a producer and writer for some of the biggest names in music. Taylor Swift, Lorde, St. Vincent, Lana Del Rey. Those are just his collaborations on records that came out this year. He still found time to record his own album with a band called Bleachers. It's coming out tomorrow, and it's called Take the Sadness Out of Saturday Night. He told me he's especially proud of this song, Chinatown.
If someone just sort of like opened me up and one song came out, it would probably be that. Almost like it's like a Cliff's Notes for like every like emotion in me.
Chinatown features one of Jack Antonoff's idols, Bruce Springsteen.
So I wrote that song alone. I was playing it to Bruce one day, and him and Patty got a studio near their house, so we sort of drifted in there, and everyone's messing around on it. I mean, truly just loose and organic. It wasn't until I listened back a little while later, and I heard him singing on the second chorus, and really felt amazingly connected and touched by the full circle nature of, you know, it sounded like Bleachers, but I could hear his influence on me from before I knew him in the song. And the whole song is about ushering your love back home to find a future. The device in it, which is also the device in the whole album, is going from New York City over the George Washington Bridge to New Jersey. But there was something just remarkable about having him be part of that ushering over the bridge process.
Well, yeah, because you grew up in New Jersey, right?
Oh, yeah, I lived there my whole life.
And
still live there.
So with Springsteen, I mean, I'm from upstate New York, where Springsteen was a very big deal. And in New Jersey, obviously, you know, he's a legend. Was he a big deal in your life? Like, were you a fan when you were a kid?
Yeah. You know, it was the first time that I heard feelings that were very close to home, you know? Names of landmarks, but then all the really deep, weird sandpaper feelings of this place and what it means and why is it so weird and why is it so glorious and why is it so dark. You just start to hear your people, and he's the absolute architect of it. I remember when the East Village was kind of happening, and I was like, oh, I wish I was a New York band. And it's just not me. You know, I always say, like, New York music is, like, reporting from the center of the world.
Yeah.
And New Jersey music is reporting from the window outside the party.
Upstate New York has the same thing with, like, my parents were New Yorkers, and so I always had this thing about, like, oh, if I lived in New York, it would be so cool.
Yeah, it's cool. You know, it can be kind of, like, devastating at the time, but if you can find, like, all, like, the glory in it, which can take a minute, then what else could be better than growing up feeling left out and hanging out with people in parking lots?
Oh, my God, parking lots with, like, some smokes and some, what was the thing, Zima? Oh, dude.
Zima?
Okay, sorry, you're taking me back.
Well, okay, I wasn't drinking Zima, but your friends sound cool.
I want to ask you about Don't Go Dark, another song I really loved. I have this thing where I will hear a song like this about once every 10 years, and I'll think, oh my God, this person got their heart broken so bad. This is the saddest thing I've ever heard. And then I'll look it up, and the artist has been happily married for 30 years or something. And I wondered, is this about a real person, or is this just a work of songwriting?
Oh, it's about a real person, but it's interesting that you take that song as a heartbreak song, because to me, it's just about the angriest song I can write. That line, like, do what you want, which I think is such a cruel line, do what you want, just don't go dark on me. Like, you know, it's not I love you, it's not I hate you, it's you gotta leave me alone. I wrote it through the lens of a breakup, but it really is about this bigger thing of, like, who gets ownership over you? You know, who gets access, or who gets permission to come in and have opinions on your life and be able to affect your emotions, right? You know, like,
yeah.
If you imagine yourself like some sort of structure, you know, only some people are allowed in. And those people who are allowed in, they can make a mess of the place, and or they could treat it really nicely. And I just got to this point with this person where it was like, I cannot anymore, you know.
Say things in songs that you couldn't say in real life, or can you also be mean in real life too?
Well, I would frame it different in real life. You know, to me, a song like "Don't Go Dark" is basically me, like, I imagine myself like shouting, like almost like begging. This is so unfair. Like, take your darkness. I can't hold it anymore. In reality, it would probably be more in this tone. And I would probably be like, this is why I love songwriting. I'd be like, you know, I can't carry what you carry anymore. It's not okay for my development. Blah blah blah. I've been analyzing it, but yeah, in reality, it would be like a very measured, chosen words. I wouldn't be like yelping on the phone.
So you started this album before the pandemic, and then I imagine you got stuck inside like everyone else. And I was wondering if that shows up in the music at all.
It doesn't touch the lyrics, the pandemic, but it is massive, massive effect on the music. You know, I never thought touring was fragile. As an artist, it's always like, the radio might never play you, the press might never cover you, these doors might always be closed, but if you go out and you play your face off and you find your people, that's real and that's like sturdy. When that went away, it was bizarre and devastating. So the band came in the room and we played. It's like that last 10 or 20 miles after empty in the gas tank that you don't know about. Oh, there's a whole other level here that comes when you're faced with the real of maybe this is gone. The band to me on this record sounds like they're on the edge of a cliff and they might just fly off at any point, and they don't. And it became a massively important character on the album. It's the sound of hope. Totally changed the way the album sounded. It would have sounded very different, way less joyful without the pandemic.
Jack Antonoff, his new album with Bleachers is called Take the Sadness Out of Saturday Night. Jack, thanks so much for being with us. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, I love chatting. Take care.